the chess app.
The chess app. Okay. Well, checkmate.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Games.
Who's more of a gamer between the two of us?
Oh, it's Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheryl, I did. How many games do I have?
How many games do you have?
Yeah.
Like six?
Oh, a couple more than that.
Nine?
Nice.
You're getting closer with that. I like that.
I want to say Cheryl has 11 games, final answer.
You're only a few off. It was a million billion.
You have a million billion?
I have a million. I have every game. Yeah. I have every game.
Is that a million billions?
I got it. No, it's a million billion, the numerical.
Here's this really fucked up thing that I'm starting to notice. When we say, like, dumb shit like that to be funny, it's starting to associate to the part of my brain that also talks to my five-year-old. Like, it's getting close. Yesterday, he looked at me and he said, well, I'm a helicopter now, so I can't talk to you anymore. And, like, I laughed at that. And it kind of felt like something one of you chuckle fucks would say to me.
He said that to you?
Yes.
Huh. He's a helicopter. And did he act like a helicopter?
Yeah, that's the next question.
He did spin really fast and fly away.
It was pretty impressive. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah.
He made the noise, and then he walked away from me.
Mm.
He went, bah, 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 bah. All right.
He is a wild one, isn't he?
He's five, so yeah. They're wild.
I wish I was five. Here's the thing, though. If I could redo my life, I would do everything exactly the same over again.
I also wish you were five. You'd be a lot more mature.
Yeah, that's right, boys.
Oh, I think it would be fun to see where the trauma starts.
The trauma?
Yeah, it's like an origin story.
There is no trauma.
Okay.
Everything's chill.
Okay. How much money would you try to get kickstarted if you knew you could produce a blockbuster origin story for Cheryl? Like, do you think... Okay,
what does that mean?
Let me go around. You don't have to put the money in. Somebody offers you money to make an origin story for Cheryl. How much money you want?
What does that mean?
This isn't about you.
Okay.
I think I'd need $6 million.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, get it Marvel level, like $6 million?
Well, I would need way more than that for Marvel money. Okay, yeah. We'd be talking like $100 million.
Okay. I think we can get Marvel Studios in on it. Cheryl's kind of like a superhero.
Yeah. Because I got superpowers.
It could be called Super Zero. And it's the origin story of someone who never got powers and never will have powers.
What are we talking about today?
Oh, hold on.
Three experts will review what matters to you. So listen and see if your predictions come true. Countless subjects we'll tackle, from ways to die to states. So stay, have a listen. It's Third Rate.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Third Rate, the only podcast brave enough to rate and review everything and anything. I am one of three hosts, Evan, and I am wrist deep.
I'm two of three hosts, Jake.
I'm sorry. I coughed.
And I'm holding.
And I'm three of three. And I'm three of three hosts, Cheryl, and I'm your super zero. I'm your super zero this week.
Listeners, we are here.
I don't know.
Why. And we are.
You coughed. I had to cough.
You coughed over me. I'm going to cough over you.
I didn't cough over you. I coughed over Jake.
Yeah. I was actually sitting here thinking, wow, Evan's really coming to my defense right now. Yeah.
No, like, I just thought it was really me.
Cool.
I forgot.
It was really cool that you
forgot
up
that you
for
were
me.
Jake for a second.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you tend to, like, transport your consciousness into him every so often.
I like to do pretend Jake sometimes at home.
Mm-hmm. What does pretend Jake do?
Mostly the same stuff.
Okay.
Honestly.
Why would you do that to yourself? You could do better stuff than what actual Jake does.
But I like to be like, oh, my joints hurt, my arm hurts, my head hurts. I like doing that.
You know what? There are times where I think that if you physically felt like I did on a daily basis, you would lay on a couch and whine all day every day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 100%. speaking of pain that we have endured in the past, though, you guys may be interested to hear, I have been taking cold showers lately.
Why? Wait, I can guess. Metabolism.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. Also, just waking yourself up. I'm doing what they call a Scottish shower, which is you take a warm shower and then you rinse cold.
Oh, I do that. It closes your pores and it's good for your hair.
Yeah.
It also feels kind of good.
It also feels kind of good.
Yeah.
You get like that nice little sensation of like the cold, in the wake up, but you still get that good, good warm feel in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I did when we did the cold showers episode.
Yeah, so you didn't really do the episode, but like,
it's no, a good thing to do on its own. No, I didn't.
No.
Well, I did actually at first, but then it wasn't quality at all.
Well, we live in apartment buildings with bad water.
Yeah.
So. Right. I live in a house with bad water, but it's a different kind of bad water.
Yeah, it's like you can't drink it.
My water is not see-through.
It's like corny water.
It's a corny water.
That's why it's bad.
It's a baddie.
I stopped listening and just wanted to get that one out there. Did you guys talk past the water thing?
So I'm glad that our free association improv games are really paying off.
Yes.
Jake thinks of a thing he's going to say. Well, I'm done listening until they stop talking, and then I'm going to blurt it out.
Yeah. That's every conversation I have with anybody. Is
oh,
like,
no. 100%, yeah.
I know what's in the chamber. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Nope. You're just going to wait for them to stop talking.
Yeah. I just need this.
I can't judge Jake too much.
No, you can't.
I can't at all. Not for this kind of stuff, since my patented thing is opening the door and just interrupting whatever anyone says with my own new subject.
Yeah. It really reveals a level of narcissism.
I've just got this... It's my sitcom quality.
It is your sitcom quality. You're a lot like a Kramer.
Yeah.
Well, you should try stand-up.
Yeah. Do you want to give us like a quick five, a tight five?
Yeah. I would just kind of maybe do what Kramer would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
W-Y-K-Y.
Guys, you ever go home to your wife and...
Yeah.
She's just like, my joints hurt, my arm hurts, my head hurts.
My wife does that. Yeah.
Gail's like, get a load of that guy, am I right?
Talk about airplane food.
You guys ever have food on an airplane?
Yeah, just recently. Whoa.
And the quality is just, like, not awesome.
No, it wasn't.
I'm like, I can get better quality food at home by my wife.
Yeah,
am I right?
Call back to the wife.
Woo!
Airplane food isn't bad.
It's rare I get served it.
I don't get airplane food.
Do people forget about, like, high school lunch?
Cafeteria food. Yeah. That's bad food.
Like, I woke up halfway through a flight, like, when I went... that squeaking noise when I went somewhere recently, and halfway through the flight they wake me up and put a thing of chicken tiki masala with rice and a biscuit and butter in front of me, and they're like, do you want anything to drink? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a whiskey and coke. And I got a whiskey and coke, and I'm like, this is good. The food was good. And I know that people are like, well, it sucks because it's prepackaged and they heat it up. Yeah, but like,
but what's the deal with it?
Yeah, what is the deal with it? Deal or no deal? Airplane food
deal.
Ooh,
listeners,
this case was empty.
Oh, damn it.
That'd be fucked up. If you're like deal or no deal and some of the cases are empty. It's no, like
I like deal or no deal and you open up the case and it's tikka masala. Should we do deal or no deal on this podcast?
We should.
That
that's one
would
of
be
our segments.
Fun. Yeah. That would be fun.
But that's not what we're here to do today. We are here for a strange episode, I think it would be safe to say.
It's very high in concept.
We are here to conceptualize the ultimate grab bag. You can stop your applause now. The grab bag, you may be wondering, what is a grab bag?
The grab bag is the blue plastic bag you put your hand in, and then you pick up dog poop with it, and you turn it inside out.
That's a poo-poo bag. Or a doggy bag.
I guess it could be a grab bag, though.
I mean,
you are grabbing through it.
You're grabbing through it.
Bag you grab with.
Mm-hmm. Quick aside, before we get into describing what our episode is, I always think it's weird. There'll be like the trope of like you get a cute dog and you're gonna like meet girls. That does not work for the sole reason that if you're a responsible dog owner, you're walking around most often with bags of shit in your hand. You're not gonna be like, oh, your dog is so cute, and then you're gonna chat up and have a flirty conversation all the while having some turds in a bag in your hand.
Dogs don't shit that much.
At least once a walk.
Yeah.
I've had dogs my whole life. At least once a walk.
Oh man, I've hung out with dogs. And I've taken dogs places.
I've been called a bit of a dog.
And I've seen guys get girls with dogs. Never a poop problem.
They must be poop freaks.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Just leave the poop.
What do you mean?
Would you not pick up the poop?
I trained my dog to only poop at home. After like hours of a dog trainer class.
So you didn't pick up the poop?
No, I would pick up dog poop if my dog pooped on the walk.
With your hands?
I feel like...
With your bare hands?
Yeah. I feel like you guys are just expecting me to be like, no, I never did. Because, like, it's funny. But no, no, I'm the right thing to do is pick up dog poop.
No, it is. And I'm just wondering, how do you pick up girls when you're also picking up dog poop?
With a grab bag.
Okay. So listeners, we are...
And we got there.
We are here to talk about the ultimate grab bag. But no, it is not the kind of bag you grab things with. It is the kind of thing you put your hand into.
And you grab stuff out.
You take out miscellaneous items.
Yeah.
For the example of our podcast, this would be a grab bag where you reach in and there's a subject for us to rate and review.
We've done grab bag episodes before.
We have.
Is trail mix the grab bag of food?
If the bag was not see-through, I would call it a grab bag of food.
Okay.
I think a better grab bag of food may be Cracker Jack.
Ooh.
But well, you're only getting like three things.
There's only two things. Okay, there's three things if you consider the prize.
Oh.
Don't eat the prize.
I've made that mistake before.
I used to...
Now I can't walk properly.
To be funny, I used to eat fortune cookies, like, with the cookies. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would eat the fortune in the fortune cookie.
That's great.
Yeah, and like...
Would you have to use a grab bag later in the day to pick it out? Okay.
Enough of that. I feel like I probably ate the good fortunes that would have made my life better. Mm. And I still think about that daily. Like, man, one of those fortunes is probably, you'll be happy. And I just fucking ate it. I didn't even read it.
Fortune Eater sounds like it'd be a Marvel villain.
Fortune Eater.
What about 4chan Eater?
Yum, yum.
Fortune Eaters would be a really cool company of fantasy mercenaries.
I just realized Cheryl, in this moment, instead of contributing to the conversation, decided to be the radio DJ sound effect.
Yes.
And just said yum, yum.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't know why I did that.
We're back to the word association payoff.
Yeah. So we are not here with a grab bag ready.
We're not here.
No.
Listeners, I know you can hear us. I know you can hear us.
We are gone.
Here. I'm out.
We are gone, girl. Or bye-bye, baby.
Gone, baby, gone.
Oh, is that something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I think they were all
still
something.
On that word association, boys.
Yeah. A grab bag we do not have, but we will be doing is crafting the ultimate grab bag.
Like Minecraft.
But don't get ahead of yourselves. We're not going to be digging into the grab bag. We're just discussing what makes it ultimate.
We're way too quiet. We're putting the items here. Into the bag to be taken out
later on a later date.
At a later date, yeah.
So don't dare try to rate and review the things we're putting in this bag.
No.
Like, on a granular level. We can talk high concept.
Yeah.
But nothing else. First of all, guys, what does this bag look like?
I think it is a plastic.
No, wrong.
No, it's plastic.
No, wrong.
It's
wrong?
One of those $2.50 checkout tote bags from Target, but it's the Pride edition.
Especially wrong.
Okay.
Elaborate.
So right now what this is this isn't a concept that we're coming up with right now. You have the answer and this is a guessing game. We're trying to guess what's happening in your head.
Yeah, you got it.
This isn't us. Okay, no.
That's pretty good actually. Okay, the grab bag is a sweaty duffel bag that's used only for gyms and varsity hockey games.
Closer.
It's like a velvet dice bag.
Ding ding ding.
No.
It's a velvet dice bag.
No, it's not.
It is.
Nope.
If you pick anything that you can see through, it's a bad bag. If the bag has a massive hole, like the tote bag, it's a bad bag. You can't be able to peek into it.
Okay. So, like, there's other bags.
Velvet dice bag?
Jake, I don't think you understand what this game was. Is we were guessing what was happening in Evan's head.
It's luggage.
There's a correct answer to this, and we were getting it wrong.
Cheryl gets 1 point.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can keep score yourselves.
Anyways, the bag is a zippable luggage bag.
That's worse. You turned my mic off.
Yeah, he did.
Actually, I changed the direction of it. The on-off button's in the front.
Oh, okay.
I remember that when I pushed it.
Good.
So I didn't really do anything except just make your audio worse.
Nice. Oh, so we've got a... Okay, who's to say if it's a zip-up luggage bag, which would be bad for scraps of paper.
Dice bag. Leather dice bag?
I don't want to have to kill cows for it, though.
If you make it velvet, I walk.
What about silk?
Sure.
Oh, we could go silk.
Silk is sexy.
Silk.
Is hot. Yeah, so it still keeps that sexy flavor to it.
And you know what?
What does it taste like?
I think strawberry.
No.
Cherry vanilla.
No.
Sour grapes.
Mm-mm.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I got windshield washer fluid in my mouth yesterday, and they flavor it.
Really? What's it taste like?
Like blue Like,
oh, it's
like the blue flavor of stuff.
Like the blue Gatorade?
Yeah. Ooh. Like the blue push-up like popsicles that come like as juice.
Yeah. Wait, is windshield wiper fluid good?
I mean, I didn't hate it.
Huh.
That's...
That might be a future Third Rate episode.
No.
Let me just write that down real quick.
Windshield Often wiper. I think about the tweet that was from a Target employee, and he found a woman drinking laundry detergent in an aisle. She was standing there drinking the laundry detergent. And he went, ma'am. And she went, don't worry, I'm going to pay for it. And then she kept drinking it. And he just yelled, that's not what I'm worried about. And he got written up for yelling at a customer.
And she didn't die?
No. Well, maybe later. Like, oh. Maybe by now she's dead.
Yeah.
But standing there in the aisle, she didn't just drop dead, no.
Wild stuff.
Crazy.
All right, so we've got a gasoline-flavored silk dice bag as our grab bag.
Okay, that's a pretty good bag.
Yeah. What does it smell like?
Grass.
No.
Gasoline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Because it tastes like gasoline. Yes. It'd be a little weird if it didn't.
Is it soaked in gasoline?
Like...
Yeah. I think it's a silk bag soaked in gasoline. That seems to be the case here.
Yeah.
Very flammable. But when it dries out, it is great for putting slips of paper into. And let's put some of these potential slips of paper into this imaginary bag right now.
Topic number one, golf.
Golf. That's a good grab bag episode. Okay. There's a lot to talk about with golf. A
lot to talk about with golf, right?
I would talk
watching it, about, playing it.
Probably like the best golfers in the world is frankly because that's more of like what my knowledge.
Can you name two? From.
Yeah. Okay. Tom Brady.
He is a golfer.
He's a golfer. He's got his own golf brand.
Michael Phelps.
Not sure about that one. I'll have to fact check you later.
He does swipe a lot of grass, but. All right, so golf is a good grab bag episode. Say we talk about golf. What's your worst rated review thing about golf?
Culture. I don't
boring.
Like golf culture.
Okay. Boring,
it's
boring.
Boring, the culture is bad. Mine is the beer girls that drive the cart around.
That's the best part.
No. I don't like that it's only girls. I think it should be shirtless guys with bow ties on.
Oh, my God, Jake, I can always count on
like,
you.
Why aren't there beer boys?
You know why.
Because of the culture.
Because of the culture. Because of the culture. It all comes back to the culture. This is straight white culture personified. It is golf. I guess not personified.
One Sunday a month, a golf course should host a golf for gals event, and there's no beer girls, and it's just attractive, shirtless beer boys.
That's very...
Can there be a golf
for heteronormative,
gays?
Isn't it?
Yes.
I feel like it should maybe just be golfer.
Right, but no, my suggestion is the only way it works with the culture.
I think we need to uproot the culture.
Oh, okay.
Golf for gays.
Yeah. And it's not golf. It's not gay people playing golf because we know they can't. So instead, it's just like a fundraiser for Pride Month.
Gay people can't golf. It's proven science. Yeah. I'm half gay. I'm only half to the golf.
You said it just so casually, Evan. I'm like, okay, this is just like... You said it as if you're like, this is something I've thought for a while, and finally I get to get this off my chest.
Thank you.
I get it, though. I'd want to get it off my chest, too, if I was Evan.
Mm-hmm.
No, I...
But we're not.
But we're not here to actually talk about golf.
No.
But I do think that it makes a great grab bag episode, and for that reason, I'm going to have to give it 5 stars.
5 stars? Write it down. Put it in the grab bag.
3 stars.
This grab bag can only hold 10 things.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you guys that.
Okay.
Everything else will spill out.
Yeah.
So if we do more than 10, it'll be spilling. Any other grab bag episodes that are really on the tip of your tongue?
Helicopters.
How do you feel about helicopters?
That's crazy. Did you just come up with that one?
Maybe.
Helicopters. I've never been in one.
Neither have I.
I like, they whir a lot. They don't talk.
I'm thinking about a few days from now when I'm in a really bad mood. And my partner asks me what's wrong, and I just have to say, I'm trying to edit the podcast.
I don't think I like helicopters as a grab bag.
It's a terrible grab bag idea.
No. The main issue with it is, one, it's unrealistic for us to be able to go out and try it, and we're trying to try our episodes.
Yeah.
And two...
We can't go out and try helicopters?
I mean, we could, but it would be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think that it's just... I feel like I have one thing to say about helicopters, and that's about it.
What's the one thing?
Well, I won't say it because we're not doing that here on this show.
Fair.
We're just here to talk about if it's good for a grab bag.
I don't think it's good for a grab bag.
I think it's a big, dumb, stupid idea.
Well, I'm not going to go that hard. You know what? I think that somebody who came up with it might be just trying very hard.
I don't think they're trying very hard. I think they're passively trying while doing something else in the background.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to give it 1 star.
Yeah, 1 star. Fuck that idea. I never came up with it.
Is that 3 1-stars? That might be the lowest thing I've ever seen on the whole podcast.
No, we've talked about other stuff.
Guys, how do you feel about, as a concept, to go into the grab bag, how do you guys feel about the New Testament?
The New Testament? Okay.
Ooh, that's a grab bag episode. I'll do the New Testament. Old Testament can fuck right off.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a contractor here. I don't think the Old Testament or the New Testament makes a very good grab bag episode. I think that one, we'd have to get very religious in our talks,
mm-hmm.
and that would require us all to have a good amount of knowledge on religion.
Name a New Testament book that isn't Revelations.
See, this is the issue. Genesis.
No.
That's old. Of course, that's beginning. Genesis. Yeah. Revelations.
I said besides Revelations.
Okay, but all right. Well, then let me come up with another one. Paul.
Paul is in there.
John.
John is in there.
What
about Thessalonians? You're forgetting Ephesians. Colossians?
Oh, and the listeners are so excited to hear all this.
Is Galatians old? I feel like Galatians is Old Testament.
This is a 1 star for me. I think talking about the New Testament sounds incredibly boring.
Listen, I talked about the New Testament. So it is funny.
Yeah.
It just in concept, like a funny concept, just be like, how do you guys feel about the New Testament? Pfft, Jesus, am I right?
But a grab bag is not just one sentence and throw it away.
Yeah.
A grab bag
That's fair. That's fair. I guess here's the thing. And for a grab bag, you don't want to be doing research.
Exactly.
Because we'd have to do a little bit of research on. Yeah.
Because I need to catch up, I'd be finding wiki articles on every book in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of work for a grab bag.
You can just audiobook it.
Oh, but that's how many hours?
Wow, if I ever found out somebody who's audiobook listening to the Bible.
Ooh, okay, here's a fun thing, guys.
So weird.
We're going to do Closer Gets a Point. I'm going to look up how long the audiobook is for the Bible.
Okay, interesting. Interesting concept.
Okay.
I don't want the Alpha Male Bible.
Why not?
Or the Queer Bible, which is on a price drop. Those are the first two results that came up. Okay, I found. Okay. I got it.
Okay, Jake, go first.
This is combining Old and New Testament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go first.
Closest wins. We're not doing Price is Right rules. You can go over.
Forty-six hours.
Forty-five hours and 59 minutes.
Jake is gonna get the point. It is just over 90 hours.
Fuck! I was banking on anything lower.
That's a lot.
New Testament grab bag. 1 star for Evan.
2 stars. We can make it work.
Yeah, I say 2 stars as well.
We're professionals.
Okay. Very good. I've got one that I want to talk about.
96 hours is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
Oh, tattoos! I would like. I think tattoos is actually a great idea. Yeah.
I think we could talk about location and the type of tattoo.
There's lots of different styles. We're legally not allowed to do
a
tattoos episode until Evan actually gets a tattoo.
Yes.
That could be the premise for the episode. Is that we have to decide what I get.
Here's the thing: can we do a full episode on that, or is it just for a grab bag?
Grab bags are full episodes.
Well, I think a grab bag at minimum could be 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, like, it couldn't be New Testament where you have, like, one sentence, but it doesn't need to be a full episode necessarily.
Nothing we come up with you would actually get.
We'll pitch some things right now. This is not for the episode. This is not for the tattoo episode, but just pitch a few things.
Your wife's initials on the side of your finger where your wedding ring goes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, see?
Kissy lips.
Yep. Cheryl gets a point. I will get kissy lips right in the neck.
Jake... You just got to know Evan's soul like I do.
Yeah, I've got...
Wouldn't get that.
My initials right here. Right where your wedding ring goes. My initials.
Nope.
I don't think anybody could pay you south of $1 million before you get kissy lips tattooed on your neck.
Yeah, I need about $1 million.
Yeah.
But I would do it for $1 million. Listeners, if you want to give me $1 million, I guarantee you I will get kissy lips on the neck.
We will have the GoFundMe dropping.
Yeah. That is a promise. That is a promise.
Okay, hang on. Keep talking. I'm going to Google something.
Okay.
I think tattoos, we can also talk about tattoo shops and tattoo culture. Also, there's pop-up tattoo shops in, like, what are they called? Flash tattoos?
Yeah, flash tattoos, yeah.
Yeah.
Which are cool. It's usually something like they have a...
Careful. Careful, Cheryl. You're about to talk about those flash tattoos.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
No, you can continue.
I'm sorry.
If 9.1% of people living in Ohio, 9.1% of people living in Ohio, if they all gave you $1, you'd have that $1 million for your neck tattoo. That would be so goddamn funny.
All that tells me is there are so many people in Ohio.
11.68 million people in Ohio.
Wow. Dude, get them all out of here. Here's a question. No. How many all of those them? People? Every last
Ohio minute. Needs to be empty.
Yeah, we need to get this bitch quarantined.
What if they emptied Ohio?
Emptying? Okay, if we emptied Ohio.
Grab bag idea. Empty Ohio.
I was going to say, just Ohio is a grab bag idea.
Well, let's have both of them on there. First of all, tattoos. I'm going to give that 4 stars.
I don't think 5 stars, actually, for tattoos. I think that'd be fun.
4 stars. Because I feel like we'd probably offend some people.
Who would we? Oh, I guess.
The ones with the bad tattoos.
People with bad tattoos.
People with bad tattoos, yeah. So 5 stars, that's fun.
Emptying Ohio as a concept, I am in love with it because now here's the downside, the slight downside. I am going to spend a lot of time researching the ecological impact of humans no longer inhabiting an area.
That's good.
But that's a lot of research for a grab bag.
It is good, and it's a lot of research for a grab bag. But I also think it's just fun to think about.
It is. Okay. Here's my opinion. Is I think it's funny in concept of the idea of getting rid of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Or not getting rid of, emptying Ohio. Not getting rid of Ohio. Ohio needs to stay, and we need to leave it empty. I think that's hilarious in concept, but as a grab bag thing that we do, I don't know.
What takes over as the dominant predator creature force in Ohio if humanity leaves
deer.
It? I was going to say deer.
Yes, yeah, probably deer.
We have a lot of deer in Ohio.
It's probably deer.
Do you guys like deer? I love deer.
Depends on the day.
I think they're adorable.
If I'm in my car and I see a deer, it's enemy number one. Mm. Like, I'm afraid, like, don't panic and run at my car, please. If I'm outside and I see a deer, it's enemy number two.
Who's the first enemy then?
They'll know.
Okay. All right.
There's one fella.
There's one guy Jake's been hunting his whole life. But he has to be outside of his car to be hunting him.
He's out there.
I've always said I'm a lot like a deer.
Yeah, yeah.
We've always said we
know.
I love salt.
Frighten easily. You do that weird thing with your legs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not wearing something rubber on the bottom of your feet, you slip and slide on hardwood floors.
You got that brain disease.
I run in the streets a lot.
You got those white spots all over you.
Mm-hmm.
If you get sick in a certain way, you'll smash your head into the wall repeatedly and then walk away like a zombie.
My mom died early at my age.
Killed by a hunter.
Yeah.
He's still out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My mom's not dead.
That's who it is.
You shut up.
Emptying Ohio. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
I'm going to give it 3.
Oh, 5 stars. Where would you go live?
Where would I go live?
Shopping mall.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just going to pick, I was going to say a state. Shopping that would make sense. It was since we're empty in Ohio.
Ohio's empty. You can go anywhere. There's no more people.
Wait, are we in Ohio?
Yes, we're in Ohio.
Oh,
why are we empty? It's empty if we're there because we're the ones talking about it. If we went to a restaurant and we're the only people in there, one of us would fucking say, wow, this place is empty.
Yeah, and then, okay, that's fair.
So like,
but then there's that little actually guy that just pops into the screen.
We don't have an actually guy.
I think we all take turns being that guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow,
that's actually very aggravating to say.
I think that the mall is probably the best answer because you have so many resources available to you. You could even possibly power up the movie theater.
Live in someone's house. I don't care.
That's boring.
No, I know it's boring, but I could just find someone's house.
It's not boring for Cheryl because they don't have a house or furniture.
I would live on the whole street. That whole street would be mine. Every other person's house is my house.
You would just pick one house, and then it would get so dirty that you just leave and go to the next one.
That actually is an immense amount of power.
Yes.
I guess the one downside of the mall is the food you're going to be eating will be bad food. It's going to be mall food.
You can leave the mall. Also, who's making the mall? Nobody's making the mall food.
I would heat up the ovens, turn on the fryers.
No. You're telling me Ohio is empty. You have unlimited food, shelter, and resources. And you're like, I'm going to work a mall food court job.
I'm in the mall. I'm going to do nothing all day.
No, is the thing,
is that food?
I gotta make a living.
I mean, here's the thing. There's gonna be,
How am I going to pay my bills, Jake?
Man, this is like a really high concept that now this is just the grab bag thing that we're talking about. Here's my question. Like, that everyone that moves, are they taking all their stuff with them or are they just moving? Like,
we empty Ohio. They're gone.
Wait, yes, so we're emptying...
But their belongings and stuff like that. So, like, these restaurants that you want to go to and stuff like that, is the food still in their freezers? Like, what's going on?
Ohio, exactly as it is right now, everybody's gone.
Nobody's I'm taking everyone's stuff. I'm going through everyone's belongings. I'm reading their diaries. I'm looking in their drawers. That's what I'm doing.
God will know.
I don't give a shit. They're gone.
God's not in Ohio. Ohio's empty.
Oh my God, you're right.
We got out of Ohio.
We got out of Ohio.
Idea. Okay, this is a 5-star grab bag idea since we're still going about it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about it right now.
No, but we kind of are because here's the thing. Ohio's empty and I live like that. My day to day, since you no longer need to pay for like shelter, you just survive, is just collecting stuff. I would live in the biggest building possible and just collect stuff.
Yeah.
There'd be cars and furniture and just stuff.
I would go into hospitals and take all the blood.
And then what?
Put it with your collection.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I would just sprinkle it everywhere.
I'll do a blood room in my collection.
There's a lot of blood.
I think I would take over either the downtown convention center or the giant, like, 2-square-mile building that they used to build planes in, Dyack Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to go to, like, some of the professional sports stadiums and then just sort of, like, maybe make that my home.
You just live in a Lowe's.
I'll be like a Baker Mayfield.
I'd go to Cedar Point.
Oh, Cedar Point's a good pick.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to turn the logic back on me, like, who's going to operate everything at Cedar Point, Cheryl?
You are.
I am.
You're
going to
be like my little bitch boy this whole time.
I do need a job.
Well, this is a
a living.
This is a fun scenario, so Evan's wife would still be there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
You could bring somebody. Or you could bring your cats.
Oh, if my wife's still here, are we going to, like, repopulate Ohio?
No. When we emptied out Ohio, that snap, that also made you infertile.
Oh. So
that's awesome.
You have to go outside of Ohio. If you cross the state line, you go to Pennsylvania, everything works again.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Ohio's kind of like a safe haven.
That's crazy. Can we leave Ohio then?
Yeah, we can leave.
But no one else. So what is stopping other people from entering Ohio?
If they cross state lines, they just die. Instantly, instant dead.
Like heart attack?
Just stop. You stop.
They just stop.
It's over.
Is everybody aware that this is happening outside of Ohio?
Yes, everybody knows.
There's like this grand phenomenon. There's like reporters on the outside of Ohio. It's like the West Virginia border, the Pennsylvania border.
Does everyone know that we're still in Ohio?
Yeah, we become like a...
We're going to be like influencers. We're the three people that can live in Ohio.
And the other people that live with us.
Well, now you don't have the freedom that we originally thought we had.
But we're like the Truman Show. They can't get to us.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be like, well, they could send drone strikes.
Why would they
drone strikes?
Because you're going in and robbing every single person.
Well, okay, no, but they no longer exist.
No, they just left Ohio. They do exist.
They're gone.
Jake said they leave Ohio.
That snap just puts them other places. Like you blink and you're in Flagstaff.
So they're tuning in on their local news station. They say, that son of a bitch Jake has got my coffee maker.
No, because there would be like the government program, like, you know, everybody got extra unemployment from COVID. There would be the government Ohio compensation program.
Yeah, but my ninja coffee maker was special to me. It was a gift from my grandmother.
Well, your grandmother. So what happens to snapped to Europe.
What Fuck happens? Off. So can they drone strike us? Okay, here's the question.
Yeah, but why would they? Just to kill us? There's no way.
We're stealing all the property.
But it's ours because nobody else can have it.
That's not how that works. That's not how property works.
Here's what happens, realistically. They pay us. Wait, we don't need their money because we live in Ohio.
I think we do probably just get offered a lot.
What do we need the money for?
That's a good question.
We're buying things out of Ohio.
Yeah, for buying things out of Ohio.
How do we get our Amazon shipments? Oh, drones.
Drones, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, drones actually make this very, like, they can send cameras in to watch us at all times. So, like, don't even think about masturbating. They're going to watch you, and then they're going to send drones to arrest you.
That's fine.
I don't think
that's... For masturbating?
Yeah.
Do you think...
For public masturbation? Public indecency?
Is it public if it's our private Ohio?
It's not private. They're just gone. We don't have rights to it.
Well,
and the news reporters are watching us 24/7.
I think we take this
and
to court.
And that's on public television?
I think we have Zoom court.
But can we even go to court?
We have Zoom court.
Oh, Zoom court. That's my favorite show.
How long do you think before they
notice? Well, we can leave and go to I think we take this to the Supreme Court.
What, us being in Ohio?
Ohio legally being ours, yeah.
Well, it is. Once everybody dies when they try to cross
legally? Like, we're talking
not legally. Jake is not understanding the concept that just because you're the only one that can have it, it doesn't make it yours.
Why?
If I ate your cheeseburger, it wasn't mine, but you can't have it anymore.
You're not the only one that can have it.
If it's in my body, it is. So I'm the only one. If the cheeseburger's in my body, I'm the only one that can have that cheeseburger.
If you are the only one physically capable of eating the cheeseburger, if nobody else could eat it, if it touched their mouth, they die. You are the only person capable of eating the cheeseburger. Yeah, it's yours.
Here's the thing.
That's not how legal.
We can't leave Ohio. Like, I know we can, theoretically.
Oh, no, we're immediately locked up like lab rats.
Yeah. We can't leave Ohio.
That's true. Honestly, guys, I really think they're just going to take drones and, like, lock us away and observe us. I don't think they're just going to let us live our lives.
How do they lock us up with drones?
Drones with big old clampy handcuff hands? No, okay, tell Boston Dynamics that, or whatever.
What happens when you go in a basement? Then what does the big claw drone do?
They have to send him back out, and they have to put little feet on him. And then
so the 11 million people that left Ohio, do they just get... Where do they get put? Like, anywhere in the world or in the United States?
Anywhere else in the world.
I was imagining them getting shunted right to the borders, but anywhere is kind of nice.
It's just a big pile.
Yeah.
No, they just appear anywhere else in the world.
Like, even including
the ocean? Yeah.
No, not the ocean. They have to be able to survive. Okay. Good question.
I mean, what about people, like, on life support? Are they put in, like, hospitals?
No. Oh, yeah. It's all the same, just somewhere else.
Here's a very important question. Are fetuses separated from the mother?
Why? No.
Okay, so then it's not a living child. Got it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The tone and the pen chewing in which Evan just delivered that made me feel like we've been having a pro-life, pro-choice debate for like 6 years.
Checkmate, Jake.
I've never been pro-life. Dude, I think if you give birth and the baby pukes on you and you liked that shirt, you should be able to abort it.
Spicy take.
What?
They can't do anything about it because I'm safe in Ohio. Just me.
But you can't have a baby in Ohio.
Right.
That's the point, yeah.
If you dig down deep enough.
Okay, go on.
Are you no longer in Ohio?
No, it's...
Ooh, that's a great question. How far down under the earth
and how far is each territory? How far up do you have to go?
Whoa.
If you're in space, you're not flying. You're not in Ohio's territory.
No, you're not. If you go high enough, I think if you go like 50 feet off the ground, you're in like legal airspace or something. So you're probably
50 feet.
50 feet?
Yes. If I'm in like a skyscraper, I'm in no man's land. Yeah.
Dude,
people don't talk about it. You can go to the top of like a 3-story like Holiday Inn and kill somebody. That's international airspace.
They can't touch you there.
That's Europe's problem.
This is not your jurisdiction. I'm sorry.
Whoa, how high would you have to go? If you kill somebody in a plane.
Hold on, 50 feet is such an insane thing to say. There are people that are going to be working in like the office. No, because I'm thinking about like when the snap happens, there are going to be people that are living in like the office, that are working
this
in like
building,
the office buildings.
Right here, right in this
like
building.
Like in apartment
right now.
Buildings and stuff like that, that they can't leave or they die.
Oh, yeah, they're just going to starve to death.
Because they just starve.
I love that. The tower people. And we send some food up to the tower people that we find.
It's very interesting. I mean, of course, we're not here to talk about emptying Ohio. And maybe we'll do it another episode. We can't get into it here.
Of course
we're
not here.
I mean, we haven't talked about it. We're just here to suggest it be good in a grab bag.
Yeah, we didn't really talk.
And
really
I think at the end of the
it.
Day, this would be a good thing for a grab bag.
This is a 5-star idea. Yeah. I changed what I said. It is a 5-star.
Yeah, it's going to get 5 across the boards. Maybe one day we'll tackle that subject. Until then, though, we do need to take a break.
Well, unlike Ohio, our recording studio did not get emptied out. We're still here. And hopefully, so are our listeners.
Sorry, I think my chair scooch got picked up.
It did. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a grab bag for you guys.
What
okay.
is it?
Memes.
No.
No, I think you could do that as a grab bag.
I think it's very challenging.
I think it's like a 2-star.
We can talk about why.
I'm just saying.
Jake, you're just cutting right to it.
Okay.
Jake's just like...
Are you just so hard against memes?
Jake's all nut, no pump. Like, we gotta work our way up to it before we
no,
rate.
No, dude, it's not that. It's just like, when you... So just memes, like... It just makes me think about, like, what if we emptied Pennsylvania instead?
Jesus Christ.
Same shit.
Okay.
That in itself is kind of a meme now.
Okay, if you can talk about, like, memes, memes that you create them
Why that got me.
You could talk about memes that you create in a friend group, like inside memes. I think that does a little bit more. Look, we did Rage Comics once, and I fucking hated that.
Yes.
So, if we could do something different than that.
Did we do Rage Comics? Was that an episode we did?
Yep.
Why?
Because it had to be rated and reviewed, Cheryl.
Oh, right. Because, okay.
Everything.
The concept. Right. Anything. The concept of the podcast. Right. See, here's the thing. Is I just show up, I do a bang-up job, and I leave. I don't think that hard about it.
Essentially.
It's clear. I think that memes are not great because they're usually not timeless.
No.
Most of them, by the time the episode comes out, they're irrelevant. And if not, they'll be irrelevant in a month.
Yeah, that's not far off.
I think that memes, for that reason, I'm going to give it 2 stars.
Memes, 2 stars. I do really...
We already know, Jake.
Okay. I never really thought that about, like, in your friend groups, there are memes.
I mean, an inside joke like and a meme are kind of...
Yeah, there's friend memes, yeah. That's
all, a meme is just an inside joke for the internet, basically. Yeah.
Like, one of ours is Evan in a screen door.
Yeah.
Yeah. You in a screen door?
I thought you said a green door.
Yeah, no, the green door.
The green door? Remember the green door?
Yeah, when I walked right through a green door.
Yeah.
And people always talk about that.
And it took you somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm...
You're a little different now.
I definitely came back, just me.
It was just you and nobody else.
That's right.
The place you were on the other side of the green door. I remember, do you? Do they?
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
I think another fun grab bag idea would be cars. And you guys would hate that one. But I think it would be fun to talk about cars.
That's the one where I do think that cars is... not a great grab bag. I mean, we can talk about their purpose, but if we're going to talk about specific models, we run into 3 different issues.
Whoa.
Makes and models.
Not real cars. The Cars universe.
We've already done that, didn't we?
Yeah, but the whole universe helmed by Owen Wilson. There's bugs. Did you know there's bugs? There's little bugs, but they're cars.
Huh.
How the fuck?
They fuck. The cars fuck.
Doesn't explain how the bugs get there.
The cars fuck.
We know that. It's well-tread territory at this point that the cars fuck and 9/11 happened. We know these things.
There was another crazy...
Thanks to memes.
There's another insane thing I was thinking about cars the other day. I just cannot remember it now.
That's a bummer.
I do say ka-chow whenever somebody drives fast.
You do that. That's kind of like a meme.
It's kind of like a meme, yeah.
Cars universe grab bag.
We've already... I'm going to give that 1 star. Okay. I don't want to revisit a subject I basically already talked about. And I feel like I've said everything I need to say about cars.
If I pivot back to actually being about real life cars, is that better?
It's slightly better, but here's the problem with talking about cars. We talk about the makes and models, and Cheryl has nothing to say. I have barely anything to say, and you have a bunch to say. And then we talk about within each make, you've
like
got
it.
A ton of models, and then each year for all these models.
Yeah, but you guys make me talk about Pokemon so much.
But you can talk about Pokemon. And we said we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
What about trucks?
That's just cars, but fat.
But there's monster trucks. There's no monster cars.
Monster trucks, if we had a monster trucks, actually, honestly, I'd boost it up.
New suggestion for Ultimate Grab Bag, monster trucks.
Okay. Yeah. Monster trucks, I think, is 3 stars. Probably look at monster trucks and be like, yeah.
Monster trucks have lore to them, too.
Yeah.
Well, I sure do.
I could get into the lore of a monster truck, like the Grave Digger.
Right.
Wow. I didn't even know there was lore with monster trucks. I'm not going to lie.
I bet you don't even know about Truckosaurus.
Absolutely
not. The oldest truck.
No, Truckosaurus is a giant mechanical dinosaur actually made and actually working at shows that if its big arm reaches out and grabs your monster truck, you lose.
Yeah.
I want to go to a monster truck show.
Wait.
Monster truck shows are pretty cool.
What do you guys like more, monster trucks or BattleBots?
BattleBots.
I'm more of a BattleBots bitch.
I feel like I would have more fun at a monster trucks show, but I think I have more interest in BattleBots.
Yeah, like I think that watching BattleBots on like a video is more fun, but I think a monster truck show would be more insane to see.
Yeah.
Monster trucks, I'm going to give 3 stars too. I agree with that.
Yeah, 3 stars.
Cheryl, you have not rated and reviewed memes, Cars Universe, or Cars, by the way.
Oh, shit. Memes, 3 stars, Cars Universe, 2 stars, Cars, 1 star.
And then, Jake, I also need your Cars Universe and Monster Trucks.
Oh, same thing.
Okay. We are doing basically exact science here.
Yeah.
On third rate.
Yeah. Are we?
We've got control groups. We've got, you look like you worked on an oil rig in a 90s movie as the token lesbian manager character.
Let's talk about Cheryl's fit right now.
It's awesome.
As a grab bag episode.
Striped sweater.
Yep. But that is really, we've got some, it looks like some mint green pants.
Mm-hmm. Shorts.
Shorts. Shorts. Your shorts.
My wife's favorite color, mint green.
Yeah.
Teal.
Cheryl's got some headphones on, but over the headphones, a straw hat, cowboy fedora type hat, and circular sunglasses, and a giving no fucks at all posture right now.
Yeah. This is when people talk about balling, this is what they mean.
That's what they mean.
When people talk about terrible radio quality, this is what they mean. You're like 2 feet away from the microphone.
Well, it's because we were doing a thing.
Yeah, I think Cheryl's fit on any given day is a pretty good subject for a grab bag. That's a good one. But the listener cannot see it, so it can't be a perfect score.
What if we stream it on, like, I don't know, cams.com?
Is cams.com a thing?
Camsforwhores.com.
Is that a thing? Probably.
Probably.
I'd be a cam whore.
Yeah. So what extent?
So do it. What's okay. I'd be? Like, what's the restrictive barrier between you... and camera masturbation.
I don't got camera. Mm.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
No.
I think that talking about... Okay, hold on. Are we talking just sex workers in the grab bag? Or are we talking like OnlyFans performers?
That's sex work.
Yes, but there are more kinds of sex workers than just OnlyFans.
What goes into... OnlyFans performers in this, do we do it and then we rate the experience?
I think we do it and then we look at how many clicks and interactions we get, see how much money we made. I think that's probably the best direction to go.
Okay.
And we say we're doing this for a podcast, ha ha ha. But then, you know, we go all out.
Yeah.
Show whole, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We build the tiers out. It's a lot of work for an episode.
It's a lot of... Well, yeah. And for a grab bag episode.
Especially a grab bag episode.
Yeah. Here's what I will say. I think it's kind of insane. But I think it's very original.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Not a lot of people are doing sex work for a podcast.
No. Do we check out each other's streams or no?
All right. We need to establish this right now.
As long as you don't cross the streams.
Oh, if you guys did like OnlyFans or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd sub.
You'd sub?
Like, I don't know.
Okay. Is there a top option?
Okay, here's the thing.
What do you mean?
It can't just be one of us. It's like, if one of us is going to do it, we all have to.
All of us have to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that
No, I mean, like, in subbing to each other.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, it'd be really shitty if like, everybody just subbed to Cheryl.
Yeah.
And no one subbed to everybody else.
Yeah.
And now here's the thing. If we're doing, and again, we're not talking about the episode. We're talking about if it'd be a good grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be something where we would need to, you know, get, like, promotions going? Would you tell people on, like, Twitter and Facebook, hey, check out my OnlyFans? Or is this, are you going in basically blind? Like, I'm sure I could make an OnlyFans right now and put it online and no one will ever see it if I never promote it. I don't think that people can just, like, Google it randomly and find mine. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you gotta promote it.
Yeah, I think you have to promote
decision,
it.
It's something that you need to be ready to be like, yeah, Uncle Owen, I do some stuff to make some money, you know, whatever. Piss off.
Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I do think too. Cheryl, do you think?
No, not at all.
Head okay. empty?
Oh, yeah. Head's okay. always empty, but you guys know that one, and that's why you keep me around. You need someone like me to air it out.
4 stars, I think the only thing that's stopping me on this one is that it makes me scared.
Yeah, honestly, I'm thinking the same thing you are.
I would 130% be on OnlyFans if I did not have a child.
Yeah, that's interesting.
No other reason not to.
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems like it's just free money.
I feel like I would just get self-conscious.
That's how I feel. I feel like I get a little self-conscious.
Even though, here's the thing with OnlyFans, is that the people that are going to see it are going to pay to see it. So yeah. It's like, they want to see that. They're paying you money to see it.
Like, let's always work out, here's a good, like, way to address anxiety. What's the actual worst case scenario? It's so bad that they say they want their money back. You're the most disgusting person I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
That actually is the worst case scenario.
That's the worst case scenario. And you want to know what?
I would die.
I don't think that's as bad as it could be. Anonymous person on the planet that said that.
But hold on. Then what if OnlyFans, the company, intervenes and says, we uphold their dispute. We agree. Give the money back. You are the most ugly person in the world.
Then that's a nightmare.
I don't think you're allowed to ask for money back because you find somebody ugly.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start an OnlyFans. Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure you don't get refunds with like sites like that.
Yeah, I think someone says I want my money back, and you go, haha, L.
L.
Yeah.
Nice. Cope. Yeah. I have a grab bag idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cats.
We've already done cats.
We've done cats many a time.
We did pets.
I think we've also just done cats.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I think
no, because we've done cats because we talked about their little paws.
Oh, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh no, that was when we made the ideal pet, like the best pet of all time. We did that for an episode where we made like a monster pet, and it was mostly just a cat.
Mostly just a cat. Little beans. Little toe beans.
Their little triangle ears.
Little triangle ears that go airplane mode sometimes.
I think cats is a 3-star idea. I actually think sex work, my rating for that one, I'll give it 4 stars.
I don't want to rate and review sex workers, so.
We're not rating and reviewing them. We're talking about the concept of it in a grab bag.
3 stars.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, doing sex work. Like, doing sex work is what it actually is, I think, at that point in time. It's not less sex workers and the act of doing sex work.
Right, but we're rating and reviewing if it's a good grab bag.
Oh, yeah.
4 stars?
Yeah, 4 stars.
Nice.
Oh, I got a good grab bag.
Okay.
Celebrities.
Ooh, celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about celebrities for an episode? Celebrity culture, celebrity lifestyle.
Are we name dropping? Because if we're name dropping, that's awesome.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
I think there are too many celebrities, and I wouldn't know where to begin, and that kind of turns me off of the idea a little bit.
Celebrities cage match. Grab bag idea, celebrity cage match.
Every cage match we do is celebrities.
We did wizards, bro.
And most of them were celebrities.
Jesus.
You're telling me Jesus is not a celebrity? Tell me Yoda's not a celebrity?
Celebrity wizard, hang on. That's a funny...
Okay, grab bag. What celebrities do you think are secretly wizards?
Okay, no, stop. That's good.
It's maybe too good.
Grab bag. D&D classes.
Have we done that?
No, we haven't. We haven't gotten into
that.
Which that's
is
a great one.
Weird because that one is one that like we can just talk about like
yeah
forever.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, I think D&D classes is 5 stars just because that's something that we could just do.
Yeah, I agree. I really like D&D classes. That's something that I would really enjoy talking about at length. And we just give a disclaimer: if this isn't your thing, fuck off, because we're actually going to talk about it.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did really high-end concept Pokemon episodes already, so yeah. I think doing just D&D classes is pretty...
Those are good ones.
It's pretty good, yeah.
We did what Pokemon do you want to go into business with?
That one was fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we came up with some
good
ideas.
The answer is Quagsire.
Yeah.
The answer is Meowth, dude. He prints money.
He does print money.
He does.
Which is terrible for inflation.
I have a concept for a grab bag.
Terrible for economic inflation.
How do you guys feel about Crayola crayon colors?
Sorry, what? I didn't hear you.
Crayola crayon colors.
Oh, the triple C.
The tri-C, yeah.
Yeah, tri-C. Yeah. I don't really care because it's mostly just reviewing colors and then occasionally macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like this one.
Or periwinkle.
Okay.
That one, I'm going to have to give it a 1 star.
I'm going to give it 1 star, but if I could do a segment where I talk about the sharpener on the back of the 64 pack, 2 stars.
Okay.
True. It's like, are you guys telling me that you're going to look at the colors and you're not going to have different opinions on each of the colors?
No, Cheryl, what I'm telling you is a podcast where people can't see the colors we're talking about sucks ass.
I'm telling you a Crayola crayon episode is also just a colors episode, and you can just remove the Crayola crayon part.
And yeah, then, so colors.
And I also don't like
same
that.
Same rating.
Yeah, here's the thing. Is we pitched that one before when trying to come up as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe it fits more as a grab bag, but I don't know. That's fair. I'll take your guys' ratings, and I think you guys make a very good point. I'm going to probably drop mine to like 2.5.
Drop down to 2, okay. I think that's definitely fair.
Mm-hmm.
How about a grab bag where we all have to buy each other dinner?
What does that do? Are you just asking for dinner? Are you hungry?
I'm kind of hungry. All
right. So everyone just picks a meal for someone and they order it. And they, like, we each have to eat it.
Yeah. But we go within our own restrictions. We don't have to, like, force somebody to eat something that, like... Like, do you think you could... Okay, let me rephrase this little prompt a little bit. A grab bag episode, nail someone else's order. We all pick the same restaurant. We order for each other exactly what we think they would like.
I think...
That sounds like something just fun to do while hanging out. I don't know if that's a podcast episode.
Hmm.
I feel like I'd get it, though.
Also, I feel like I could nail... Like, I don't think we're... Each of us are too picky of eaters that make this hard.
Like, I could nail Evan's order right now. Pick any kind of food.
Mediterranean.
Okay. I know your perfect order.
Go for it.
Half of what your wife gets. Next.
That's not true. I mean, that's a good, like, boomer joke, but that's not true.
No, but you do that. That's not a boomer joke.
What do you mean?
Like, you and Amber split food.
Only, okay, hold on. You don't know us as well as you think you know us. We only split food if we're going to one of those cheap Mexican restaurants where you pay $12 for massive amounts of food and you can't take it home because it gets really solid and soggy.
Cheryl, it looks like it's Evan's turn to be the I'm actually guy. Am I right?
It is.
Wow, look at this.
What can I say?
No, I think, I don't think any of us are picky enough eaters, and I think we could all probably pick something that the other person would like.
Sure, good spaghetti.
Easy.
Are you good spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
I don't like spaghetti. I hate spaghetti, actually.
You hate spaghetti.
I'm pretty close to hating spaghetti.
Things you hate in your life.
Do you just hate pasta? Or
no, I love pasta.
Just spaghetti and meatballs, like that, that classic spaghetti that you don't like.
Okay. Hate's a strong word. I despise it. I think that my... All right. If we're being real, cards on the table. I'll take the cards out of the table and I'll talk about spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Grab bag spaghetti. Go on.
Okay. The problem with spaghetti for me is it's boring. I think that it is a super... I don't care how good you made your sauce. It is still just three things. It is a spaghetti, pasta. It is a sauce and then maybe a meatball, but I don't eat meat and you don't often get the vegetarian meatballs. I think that it is such like a little... It's a meal for children where it's like you're a kid, you get a bowl of spaghetti and a bowl of salad. Don't bother me. This is a quick, easy dinner. When I'm talking about like a pasta that I like, it's usually going to have a lot of things going on. It's going to have some flavors. It's going to have some little mix-ins. It's going to have some sides with it. It's not going to just be the pasta usually. Spaghetti is like the lowest tier of pasta for me, aside from like pasta salads, because that doesn't count and those are disgusting. I hate them. Go.
I think all of that's super fair. Like if I'm ordering from a place and they have spaghetti as an option, I'm not getting spaghetti.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But I will eat it. I'm not like, I should say I'm not actually disgusting.
I feel like, yeah, like saying hating spaghetti is such an odd thing.
I don't think you're allowed to eat pizza or mac and cheese for the rest of your life. I think you're done.
I disagree with you.
That's fine. I'm in charge of your diet and what you eat and you're done.
Pizza has so much going on.
Cheese, bread, sauce.
Okay, that is being very reductive compared to spaghetti because with, okay, first of all, the crust can vary a lot with a pizza. You've got the construction of the pizza. Is it solidly constructed? The gooiness of the cheese. Also, I'm a huge cheese fan. I'm not a huge pasta fan.
Are the noodles al dente? Is the sweet sauce or is the sauce sweet or spicy? Is it angel hair pasta? Is it?
Well, maybe, angel hair is not spaghetti. We're talking about realizing, specifically spaghetti.
Well, the dish spaghetti often comes
I might also pasta. Just not like spaghetti that much because like I've never had a sauce in a pasta, like a pasta sauce for spaghetti that I thought, this is so good that I love this. I've never had a pasta texture that's like, this is so good and I love this. It's all the same to me.
I knew it the minute you started talking. I knew all this was bullshit. I knew it was bullshit. It doesn't make sense. You eat mac and cheese. You eat pizza. There's no way you dislike spaghetti. You don't eat spaghetti because you're embarrassed that you can't get the noodles on the fork. Just fucking admit it. You can't get them on there.
I
get it, dude. I totally get it.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'd rather have a pesto or an Alfredo
Listen,
sauce.
Pause the podcast real quick.
Okay.
They just slide right off the fork.
It's hard. Dude, it's so
I tried the little spinny thing where you put it in the spoon and you do the little spinny and then it still just slides right off.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Mm-hmm.
Just cut them up a ton of times and then just use a really big spoon and just eat them off the spoon.
I would never be caught dead doing that.
Why not?
Right, so eat spaghetti in private like I do. You just don't tell everybody you're eating spaghetti.
Evan, you pick each strand up with your fingers.
Uh-huh.
And you just stick it through the thongs in the fork.
Okay.
You take it and then you tie it. Do you know how to tie a shoe?
Oh, like
hold on. Pause the sidebar. We need another sidebar. I don't know how to tie my shoes.
That's why you always wear Velcro.
It is. Well, I always say it's fashion and function.
Can we get a third sidebar going?
Yeah.
If either of you ever wore Velcro shoes, I'd suck your dicks. That's the sweetest thing I've ever thought of as an adult.
Promise?
Why don't we all just wear Velcro shoes? Magnet shoes. Like magnet clasps.
Have fun at the airport with those.
You have to take your fucking shoes off anyways. What are you talking
about?
Not
me. I have a special pass. I say I'm part of TSA and I get to walk right through.
No, you have a special pass and it's a card that says if I take these off, my wife will have to retie them in the TSA line. Okay. Sidebar back?
Yeah.
Sidebar back?
Yeah.
I'm going to unpause the podcast.
Okay.
All right. Spaghetti's terrible. It's, yeah. I agree with you guys. It's really bad.
Food for friends. I think 3 stars. I think it's kind of fun.
I think that's fair.
It feels like we're just not doing the Goodwill Outfits episode that I wanted to do.
I want to do episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's That'd too good fun. For a, that one's too good for a grab bag, in my opinion.
Yes.
That's yeah. Fair. No, that's just a good fun idea. The problem with the grab bag for ordering food for each other is it's like, are we each ordering for each other? Like, so then are we all eating 3 meals?
No, you do clockwise or something. Or yeah. No, maybe you do have to.
I'll eat 3 meals.
2 meals.
Yeah. There's. Three you're not meals. Buying yourself a meal.
Well, I'm gonna get hungry later on.
I had my eyes on that bread bowl.
All right. Grab bag idea. Trees.
I feel like I got so little
to say about trees. There's a lot of categories for trees, though.
Yeah, and I'm not going to. There's a lot of categories for trees, and I can't say shit about any of them.
Christmas trees.
Okay.
Could we replace the pine tree? Tree houses. Could we make smaller ones? Does it need to be on the ground? Isn't a wooden house a treehouse because it's made of wood and wood comes from trees?
Jake, treehouses, can we make smaller ones is such a dumb question to ask.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I know Cheryl was really the one-nut pump chump with the immediate 2-star review, but I'm thinking we have to second it. I don't like trees as an episode idea for a grab bag.
I do want to talk about smaller treehouses, though. Those are just birdhouses.
Oh, my God, they are just birdhouses.
God damn it, you caught me. Lost it. I do want to live in a birdhouse. All right, I'm trying to get away with it.
Okay, what about this, guys? Skateboarding is a grab bag episode.
I'm gonna say I don't want to do it because I don't want to hear anything you have to say about skateboarding.
Can we talk about
you're a nerdy little jock boy that plays basketball like a wimpy.
Can we talk
loser.
About the Tony Hawk games?
We could. We could also try skateboarding.
Okay, I would try skateboarding.
It's not fun for me.
It's not fun to do a thing you like to do.
It's not fun to do a thing I like to do with people that can't do it.
Why?
Because either A, I get to mansplain and be a jackass, or B, I just quietly watch you guys try to learn something.
So you don't get enjoyment from sharing something you love with somebody else?
Think about the words you just put in my direction. Enjoyment, love, somebody else. Does that sound like Jake to
I do? I also did say sharing.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, and sharing, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, this will be just the thing that we do on our other podcast.
Yeah, we'll do this one on... Cheryl and Evan know best.
Yeah.
We've put together an ultimate grab bag. Let's go through this list and see what we're actually putting in our grab bag.
Okay.
And maybe we'll do this another day.
Okay.
Golf. We rated it pretty strongly at 5, 5, and 3. I think that goes in the grab bag.
Yeah, we can put golf in the grab bag.
Helicopters got a terrible score. honestly, an embarrassing score, and I feel bad for whoever suggested it.
Yeah, that was such a terrible idea.
Let's put it in the grab bag.
We only are putting in 10.
Yeah, we got to have something to contrast.
The whole point of this is we're putting good things in the bag.
But what if we do 8 good ones and we do helicopters? Think about how good 10 will be.
Sure, what do you think?
I don't give a flying fuck about helicopters. Leave it out.
Thank you. New Testament. I think it gets left out.
I think the New Testament gets left out.
Tattoos.
Tattoos is in. That's tattoos is in.
Emptying Ohio. I'd love to actually discuss that one. So I think
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah I think episode. We need to talk a little bit about that one.
It deserves some time to really breathe. Memes. We were on the fence. I'm leaning towards no.
I'm also leaning towards no.
Put an asterisk next to it because if we don't have we don't have enough out of the 10, if we can't pick 10,
we need to get 10.
We need to get 10.
Come up with more. We don't get 2 no's and a yes, and it gets an asterisk because then helicopters could have an asterisk.
Okay, yeah, cool. Helicopters has an asterisk.
No, Jake makes a good point. Meme does not get it. Helicopters not get it. Cars, Universe, and Cars both do not get it.
No.
Right.
Monster trucks, I think yes.
Monster trucks, yes. For sure. Monster trucks for sure.
Cheryl's outfit.
That's not an episode, but that's a good segment. So give it an S.
Ooh, I'll give it a I'll give it a
S for S. Segment.
Not for S tier, but for segment. Doing sex work. It's a risky one to put in a grab bag, boys.
No from me.
It's a bad grab bag bag episode.
It is a bad grab bag. It is a bad grab bag episode. That's hard to say. But yeah, I agree. No. D&D classes.
Oh, easy.
For sure.
That goes in the
100% bag. 100% in. Two checks next to it.
Oh, two checks. That counts as two. We're putting it in twice.
No, we're not putting it in twice.
Celebrities.
No.
I don't like it. But what about celebrity wizards?
No.
Okay. Crayola crayons.
No.
Food for your friends.
No.
Okay.
I don't know how much there is to talk about.
Okay, so
about
what we're
that.
Thinking is we made this list and we're like, wow, these were all bad, actually.
Trees.
No.
Yeah.
Skateboarding.
I'd be okay with it, but Jake hates it.
No.
Okay, no.
If Jake says no, then I don't want
to
do it.
Let's dig into skateboarding real quick. If we could just change it to wheel stuff, and we do skateboards and bird scooters and bikes.
That's a lot of work for a grab bag, bud.
No, these are episodes.
We're doing grab bags.
Right. But if it goes in the grab bag,
change
it becomes an episode.
What about to extreme sports?
I don't feel very extreme today.
Yeah, don't say extreme to Evan. Don't do that. That's like saying sharing.
I'm
going to say no. And that leaves us with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things in the grab bag out of 10.
Half full.
Half full or half empty.
When we fill up the grab bag, we will turn all of the things in the grab bag into episodes.
You know what I think this means? Well, first of all, no.
Yes.
That's not how a grab bag works. A grab bag is not you're doing all of them. It's when you need a grab bag, you reach in and you grab one thing from there.
So we'll do a random number generator for episode ideas of stuff in the grab bag.
My dude, you draw from the bag. You get a slip of paper and you do the thing.
We don't have
a silk bag soaked in gasoline.
We don't have a silk bag soaked in gasoline.
We will get there.
Do you know how much it's going to cost to soak it in gasoline? That's like $80 a gallon.
Yeah, thanks, Biden.
You just do it when you're at the gas station.
You just do a little.
This is
a little.
If we emptied out Ohio, there'd be gasoline aplenty.
I'd love to discuss it. So I say we got 5. It sounds like we're halfway there. We'll need to do another ultimate grab bag episode.
Yeah. Right now, we got an F on this episode, frankly. That's a 50%.
5 out of 10 is 50%. We'll do another ultimate grab bag brainstorm session, and then we'll eventually have an ultimate grab bag to pick from.
Yep.
I love it. Twitter, Instagram, Gmail.
Do them all.
Bye.
Hey, the podcast is over now. You can go. Get out of here. Scram. Bye.